Coach, are there any positives you can take from this game?
There are always positives. Do you know how I feel about sitting up here the day after a loss? And I'd rather just get through this and get on to the business at hand, get on to the Detroit Lions. So I'm not going to sit here and try and paint a positive picture. That there are a lot of positives, there always are.
Derek talked yesterday about how they stayed deep in their coverage and taking away the deep stuff. Looking at the film, were there more opportunities to go deep, or did they pretty much take that away from you guys?
They did a great job yesterday, you know, and we didn't do a good enough job.
When a team is playing two deep safeties like that, it would indicate that possibly they're not stacking the box. Are you happy with the run-pass ratio that you guys had yesterday? Should you have run the ball more? Could you have, or does it matter?
Well, you know, each week we put together a plan. You know, we started the game with two rushes. So certainly, you know, the intent was to run it, try and run it. I thought we were okay at it. I'm not going to sit up here and question, you know, the way the game unfolded. I think we were competitive. We had our shot. We had opportunities in that game. And, you know, in each of the three phases, we didn't do well enough to get the win, you know. And I think it's clear that there were opportunities and they were the better team yesterday. Well, you hear me talk a lot about leverage and tackling, and that's really a coverage unit is like a defensive play, and we didn't leverage and tackle that thing very well. You know, it was breaking. The wedge was set to our right, and we had about four people go around the blocks to the left, and it left a void, and that guy's a talented returner. He got in that void and took off.
After the Jets game, defense was ranked number two in the NFL against the rush in the last 2 weeks, 170 yards to D'Angelo Williams, and now 203 to Adrian Peterson. What do you have to do to shore up the run defense?
Leverage and tackle. That's really pretty simple. You know, the last run of the game, 80 yards is a lot of real estate. And, you know, when you're playing an aggressive box looking to get the ball back at the end, they pop through there. And it's wide open spaces, and that's what they did.
Tywan Jones didn't play at all offense. Is that a result of the two fumbles you had in the previous
week? It wasn't a conscious decision on my part. You know, we plan each week, you know, like we talk about, and he just wasn't a big part of the plan this week.
Oluwale's a guy who's for mostly been a special teamer here, but just gradually now has begun to get the ball more as a runner and receiver. Are those skills that you saw that he had when you got here that you thought you could exploit?
Yeah, we like that group. You know, it's a good group. We felt like you know, his size and strength and downhill running would be effective against these guys, and you know, he got that opportunity, did a nice job with the role that he had.
How did Tony Burks from LaHontan?
Tony played well. Yeah, he had a winning grade. He did a good job, you know, going in. It's not an easy set of circumstances to go in. It's really a talented nose guard that he went up against. And, you know, Tony played well in the game for us.
Was Nate back to where he was before the injury, or is there still a little bit of rust there?
I think he's back. He's, you know, it was his first outing, first live outing in a good while. So there was a little rust, but I think he made some good plays, but there was definitely a little rust yesterday. I'm sure that, you know, this week could be a week better.
Talked about it a little bit during the week, but the pass rush seemed to come alive in this game. Seemed to be in the backfield.
Yeah.
Almost every passing down.
Yeah, the pressure was really good with the front. You know, Khalil, Alden, Mario, you know, really active. The quarterback was, you know, was not comfortable for sure. I thought they did a good job. We feel like we had opportunities for a few more sacks that, you know, he was able to escape. But the pressure was really good all day.
Charles Woodson mentioned how last week the focus was the passing game. Everybody kind of like plug one hole and another one pops up. Is that your sensing also in terms of
No, not really. I don't feel that way. I think you know, two different, you know, approaches. You know, the Steelers with their receiving core and their quarterback situation, you know, they're gonna throw it quite a bit. You know, this is more of a run first offense that we just faced. So different approaches. Two good teams, you know. You know, two hard fought games that you know, that we didn't get to come in here and be happy to talk about on Monday. But we're sitting where we are at 4-5, a lot of football in front of us, you know, and really looking forward to the challenge of dusting ourselves off and getting ready for this next opportunity.
Players seem pretty confident after the game that they could do that. Is that the kind of attitude you want to make sure they have?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. That's what this league is about. I think you have to own what was. Understand where it needs to be better, and work towards it. You know, there's no time to sit around and feel sorry for yourself. You can't dwell on the positive or the negative too long. You have to move on to the next week's work, and that's what we're going to do.
With TJ going back to cornerback, you talk about, I guess, choosing either Hayden or Amerson to start for that game and playing on the outside opposite of TJ.
Say that one.
Can you talk about choosing Hayden over Amerson to start that game? Was that what was the thinking there?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into internal discussions. So I feel like we have a competitive group back there. Certainly getting Nate back allowed us to get TJ, you know, back in the lineup at corner. And he did some good things for us. And, you know, really the passing defense was pretty solid. It started with the pressure up front, and I thought the coverage went hand in hand for the most part. I thought, you know, we didn't really handle the wide receiver screens very well. That probably gave us more trouble than any other element of the passing.
Is there any rhyme or reason to the way the penalty situation has gone? It seems almost that the games that you win, you have more penalties. Yesterday you had 8 penalties in the first half, none in the second half, but in the second half you didn't score and they pulled away. Is there any – how do you approach the whole penalty situation?
We're looking to have as few as possible. You know, we feel like there were a couple that could have gone a different way. But, you know, we're going to continue to coach it up and play as clean as possible. We've got a group that understands and appreciates the need to play clean football. You know, we don't want to ever beat ourselves. We want to play smart, want to be tough, but we want to play smart. And I think our guys understand that. You know, we drill it every day. You know, we've got referees that are out here that help us go through the process. And I think we're making progress in terms of the way we play the game, you know, with poise and discipline.
About 3 or 4 weeks there where the offense was coming out like gangbusters, putting up a lot of yards and a lot of points, especially early in the games. Minnesota kind of diffused that. Feel that you can jump start that and get that going again, especially heading into Detroit?
Well, it's week-to-week league, you know, so we talk about that all the time. We had a good second quarter. You know, really other than that, we didn't generate points yesterday. So the challenge will be to get ourselves going again. It looked really good on 2 drives, and that was the kind of football we're capable of, and so we've got to get ourselves ready for this next opponent and make sure that we're ready to do our part to help the football team.
On the drives when the offense isn't clicking, is there a commonality there that you see that maybe it's not making it work the way it did on those 2 drives?
No.
It's just different things each time?
Or? Yeah, there's not a common element or one single person you can blame or one single thing you could blame or anything like that. No, it's we've seen examples of it being really good, and you know, we expect to be good, so we'll keep working at it.
Afterwards, Derek said that after losses he tends to stay even keeled. He doesn't let wins and losses affect him. Have you seen that, and then how he approaches his work ethic going week to week?
Yeah, that's been. I think he's been very consistent. I think as a football team, we want to be very consistent. You know, the fans feel the ups and the downs. We all feel it. We're all humans, but as an organization, as a football team, it's imperative that we get on with the next week's work. You know, win or lose, whether you feel bad or you don't feel, or you feel great, whichever the case may be, you have to move on. You know, and so the preparation, the way the team's, you know, gone about its work, starting with Derek, but all the way through the roster, I think that part's been pretty solid.
You think Roddy's back this week?
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, he tried a little bit on Saturday. Tried to make a case for going last week, but he wasn't quite ready. So we'll see how the week goes.
Is Nairon ready to practice this week? What's his?
I don't believe so, but we'll see how the week unfolds.
You promoted Gabe Holmes. Why did you promote a fourth tight end?
We like Gabe.
Mm-hmm. You think you'd be able to use four guys? Or?
It's possible.
Is that it, guys?
Okay.
Thanks.